Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to break down a positive perspective that if you choose to carry with you, it will give you the power to be in control of your energy. If you are tired of feeling lost, of feeling that negative energy from the world, or maybe even internally, this is going to be the episode for you because we're going to talk about how you can shift that and be the master of your frequency. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep healing meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And we're going to take a deep breath in. And as we're breathing in, you're going to say that word over and over and over again. Really charge yourself up with that energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. All right, well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear today to get us in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you are surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. So I'm really excited about this message because anytime there's a perspective shift, I think is very valuable. It's just freeing. Anytime I'm doing meditation or I'm thinking or just one of these ideas come to me, it just frees me from so much. And so I'm excited to share it with you. And so this perspective, I'm just going to start with the beginning of what it is that everything is a test, is an exercise, is an opportunity for you. And so it's very easy to get distracted by our lives, by this experience, by everything that's going on because it feels very real. In fact, it is real. It is fine to say that your life is real, that your job is real, that the people that are around you are real. Like, it's our experience that we're having right now. But I believe that you are more than just this experience. There's so many things that indicate that. If you really think back about how things interact, how you feel sometimes, how you just know that there's something more than this experience, it gives you just a little bit of perspective to say that maybe there's more than just me having this job, or me just being this person, or me making this money, or me doing this thing. Like, this emptiness that we feel is because we're only focusing on what we see externally. But if you can take the perspective that every single thing that's happening is just happening for you to see it, something in a different light, it gives you the freedom to not be victim to the circumstance. You see, you're not your job. You're not your current income. You're not your wealth. You're not your riches. You're none of those things. You're not your health. All of those things are just the vessel that you're experiencing life in. You are greater than all those things. If you make $10 million, you're just as good as if you make $1. Because those things are just avenues or just ways to experience. And the experience that you're looking for or the energy that we're looking for is always love. And so give yourself permission to think highly of yourself. Why wouldn't you be a being that deserves more than just this experience? That deserves or even has planned, has a mission to be here to grow? If everything is about your growth, my growth, the world's growth, then it's not about the new car. It's not about the fancy house. It's not about the job. Like, all of those things are amazing. There's nothing wrong with enjoying material things. The pain comes from when those become our love. Whether we intentionally love it, like you might be really into cars or you're really into sports or, you know, whatever it is, you can love it in that sense, or unintentionally, thinking that you need it, that you need the money, that you need the house, that you need all of these things. You don't, because you're not going to take a single one of them with you. You're going to experience them for a moment in time, then your energy is going to go somewhere else, and then somebody else will experience it. That's all this is. It's just a temporary blink of an eye experience where we get to find love. And the less there is of it, probably the stronger your mission is. Why would you think that you are your circumstances? Whether you're born in a tough area, you've gone through a lot of hardship, like, why would that be you? Why wouldn't you be this elite being, this high power energy that's so important, so valuable, that wants to learn some of the most powerful lessons, and that you came here in an environment that will show them to you? Somebody that goes through a painful life, somebody that deals with anxiety, somebody that deals with depression, I don't think they are those things. I think they are something bigger that wants to find love where it's hardest, so they picked an experience, or they chose an experience that shows very little love, that shows very little forgiveness, that shows very little abundance, because you're so powerful, you're so valuable, that that's what you needed. You needed that high level experience. You were playing this game on hard. And when we start thinking about that perspective, it gives you more power. It should give you a little bit more peace. And it may not be easy to accept right now. Right now, it's just this idea. Because you're dealing with the bills. You've got rent due. You've got your mortgage due. You've got this project due at work. You've got the spouse that's difficult. You've got the kids that aren't listening. You've got the whole world happening, distracting you from what you truly are. But if we can just accept all of that and say, you know what? This is real. This stuff is happening, but it's happening on the side. The most important thing is the energy that I'm focusing on. Because you can focus and build your energy up and go to school. You can raise your frequency and go to work. You can be a high-powered, loving being and be a great spouse. They're not one or the other. The distraction is, nobody told us or nobody guided us on focusing on our inner selves, on building our energy. We were born, we lived, you know, the baby childhood years, then we went to school, and then we went to the next school, and the next school, and then we got a job. And all things were aligned on how to be a successful material human. Nothing was really aligned on how to be successful energetically, how to find yourself, how to find love. Those are the skills that we're missing, and it's because the earth is the distraction. It's not negative. It's not a distraction because it hates you. It's a distraction because that gives you the opportunity to find love. If you're put in an environment where everything is provided for you, you as a creative being are not truly understanding how to create the energy. You're just it because you're surrounded by it. So the gift is that you were put into an environment where it's not given to you. And I know that's hard to say. It's hard to really believe when you think about it. It's like, okay, so I was born into poverty. I was born, you know, with a difficult family. I was born with medical issues, whatever it is. And then you look at the next person that's born into wealth. They have perfect health. They have all of the things that we admire or think are so great. And we think, well, they must have been better, or they've done something to achieve it, and I'm bad and I must have not done it. Or we think these negative thoughts of maybe I don't deserve it. And it's because nobody really deserves anything on this earth, because everything on this earth you don't take with you. Why would this be your inheritance? Why would this experience, the car, the house, the money, like all those things, why would that be the reward that we want? It doesn't last. It doesn't go with you. It's only here for the 50, 60, 70, 80 years, however long your life is, and then it's gone. None of it should be your primary focus. And so if you start shifting on what you're bringing into your mind, what you're bringing into your body. And then you start thinking about the actions that you're doing every single day. Do they align with the frequency you want? And then you start looking, what are you putting out into the world? What are you telling people? What are you coaching people with? What example are you setting? Is it in alignment with the frequency that you want? When you start focusing on those things, raising your frequency to what it is that you're attracted to, maybe it's love, maybe it's forgiveness, maybe it's healing, maybe it's abundance, maybe it's all of them at once, whatever it is. When you start doing that, you'll start finding your purpose. And you can still be the accountant. You can still be the softball coach. You can still be all of those things because that's the way the car is going that your vessel is in. But that's not you. It's not your reward. And it's definitely not an indication of your worth. So accept it. You are powerful. You are meant for more. And you know it. That's why you're listening right now. You stayed all the way through this message because you know deep down this resonates with you. You know you've been thinking about it. You've been researching. You've been trying to find something different than your current experience. That calling is for you. It's saying now's the time. Everything that happened so far is good. It may have been painful. It may have been traumatic. It may have been the worst experience ever, but it's good because right now you're shifting your perspective and you're starting to find the love. And when you can find the love in the most difficult things, you are powerful. You are raising your frequency. Love in difficult situations is powerful, is a strong vibration of it, is the purest forms that you can find. So give yourself that permission. You are worthy. You are something special. Your energy is meant to matter. You are here for an impact. You are here to help people. You are here because you matter. So let's be the example. Let's work hard and be the rising tide that lifts all ships. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode made sense and hopefully instilled in you the knowledge that you know has been there all along, that you matter and that everything that's happening is happening for you. If you don't want to miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description. It will keep you up to date with every single episode. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's my Instagram and TikTok down below. So I appreciate everybody that has reached out. And of course, Instagram is the best place for direct messages. So thank you so much for those of you that have let me know how the podcast has impacted you. It's so inspiring and really, you know, keeps me motivated to be connected with you all with that. Now, if you are someone that wants to level up, if you want to find a frequency that matters to you, maybe it's a love frequency, maybe it's forgiveness, maybe it's abundance, but you're having trouble building that within you, consider scheduling a success session. There's a link down below. We're going to focus on three things. We're going to focus on your input. What are you bringing into your body? What are you consuming, whether it's mentally, physically, or spiritually, to raise your frequency? What actions are you doing that can help you stay in that energy? And then how are you expanding in that energy? How are you putting out in the world? Those three things matter so much because when they're right, you will be in flow state with the energy that you want and truly feel it within you. If you want to go ahead and schedule that, it's a free 30-minute one-on-one. The link's right down below. So I'm looking forward to meeting you. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.